Donovan also debuted a new old bit, Behind the Drop. What have you done on Behind the Drop so far?
I've only done one, and it was the Dan versus Lee Corso fight that we kind of...
I really, really enjoyed that one.
Took a
probably deep, way more than I'll enjoy this one.
Deep look into. You know, it's just on the surface. You've heard the drop, but you just don't know how...
But where did it come from?
Everyone felt
What's
about
the backstory?
It while it was going on, right? And everyone
Who knew
has
there was
opinion.
A 10-minute story behind one little drop?
Right, right.
And we have it again?
We do have it again, yes. This... is another production, Behind the Drop, but this one is The Drop, Not Some Dude in the Next Cubicle Over.
You know, I've always heard that and wondered, why would Bob have said that?
And I wasn't around when
what
it happened.
What caused Bob to offer a great miscalculation?
Why would Bob taunt a poor, tiny listener? I mean, it's not like Bob to bully someone. That's
no,
weird.
Course
I wonder
not.
Where that came
he
out.
We never do anything like that. So here we go.
Look, if you're always thrown into double coverage, once in a while something's going to get picked off.
This is not some dude at the next cubicle over.
That's the drop we're going to examine right now in the second edition of Behind the Drop. On the ticket.
In a world where bold statements are made on a regular basis, this one just might take the cake.
This is not some dude at the next cubicle over.
A proclamation so bold that it surpassed the previous bold statement from the same person.
Higher sports term.
And no other statement since can quite compare to it. How did such a brash and pompous thing come from a person who came from such humble beginnings? And why, after making such a brazen and shameless quip, was this person forced to go back just moments later and apologize for being Whitney Houston wrong?
I'm sorry.
We start from the beginning and give you all the details as we go Behind the Drop. Bob Sturm versus Efren Herrera. It was a typical Monday during football season on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell, the two hosts of Bad Radio from noon to three on The Ticket, didn't have to work a full three-hour shift because from noon to one on Mondays and Fridays during the season, Channel 8 sports icon Dale Hansen took over and told DFW the truth about the Cowboys and the rest of the National Football League. Although it took precious time away from them giving their hot sports opinions, or HSOs, both Bob and Dan were thrilled to work 2 hours less every week, but still get paid the same amount of money. Plus, they got to spend time with the Musers host George Dunham having lunch at Herrera's. Dale kept it plugged for that noon hour on Monday, thankfully, and when Bob and Dan took to the airwaves, it felt like a regular Monday. After an award-winning mix with a corn-fed corn husker, Bob started talking about how he spent his weekend feeding his newborn son and watching sports on television. Fox Sports Southwest was replaying the Dallas Stars' run to the Stanley Cup Championship in 1999, and Bob was locked in.
Last Saturday, or 2 days ago, was the Edmonton series. So at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, they dedicated 1 hour to each game of the Edmonton series. So I just thought, you know what, I got TiVo room, let me roll on all four of them, and then watch them at my leisure. Over the weekend, I watched games one and two, and of course they're cut down to like 30 minutes. It's a 60-minute program, but, you know, 15 of its interviews with Ralph and Razor and Doug Armstrong and whoever else, and then they show the game. So it's probably 40 minutes to see an entire playoff game, or at least the pick-and-choose part of the playoff game. It was great.
After sharing some misty watercolored memories of the way we were, it was now time to give the listeners what they call in radio a tease, or what's coming up later on the show. Who knew something that Bob Sturm had done 1,000 times before in his radio lifetime would on this day become a part of ticket history?
I forgot how great Guy Carbonneau was. I mean, I didn't forget, but it's nice to see him again. And anyway... enough nostalgia for a Monday. All right, it's 107. Let's get cooking here. We have Pedro. Efren Ramirez?
Hello.
Efren, is that right?
That's right.
Efren Ramirez. Okay.
You nailed it the first time.
Thank you. Not Efren Herrera, the former Seahawks kicker. But
right.
Efren Ramirez will join us at 210.
No big deal, right? Efren Herrera did kick for the Seattle Seahawks for 4 years. So as usual, Bob Sturm was correct in regards to football. But just like a game on the midway at the State Fair of Texas, someone stepped up to challenge Bob Sturm's recollection of Efren Herrera's career path, and Bob accepted.
I'm already in an email battle with somebody.
Well, just be nice, dude. Just say yes, you're right.
All right, well, after my Efren Herrera reference of a couple moments ago, he says, when you live here in Dallas, one does not refer to the great Efren Herrera as a Seahawk. Have they ever been to the playoffs? Efren Herrera won Super Bowls here. Get with the program. That's from Jerry.
Dan McDowell reflects.
So you listen to how condescending Bob is while reading this email. He probably only read it on the air so he could totally sports bully Jerry.
I had no intention of bullying Jerry. I just wanted to make sure the right information was being told, and I felt like I had the right information.
But the right information was already told. I mean, before, when he gave that information out, said Herrera and said Seahawks, that was out there. So clearly only read the email to, I guess, hold up that point to show that he was extra right, or I mean it would only be to show that he was doubly right, or to sports bully Jerry. Poor Jerry. So after this, though, I'm thinking, if it's a battle between a dude named Jerry and Sports Sturm, I put my money clearly on Sports Sturm. That's just the right play. Little did I know that Bob was thinking that and a whole lot more.
I gotta admit, I was feeling pretty good. I mean, I'm standing in the neutral corner and the referee's giving Jerry a standing eight count. I was pretty sure I won the fight.
Jerry,
have your facts straight before you email Bob. He just won't ignore it.
If you're gonna take on Sports Sturm,
dude,
you better have it together.
Just ignore it.
This is not some dude at the next cubicle over.
Boom, right? I mean, I'm not some dude in the next cubicle over. It made sense at the time. I really thought I had him.
Whoa. And that was it. That's period. End of story. That's the final shot. You can't take him out of the ring. And if he's going to deliver a knockout like that, that was gold.
The first thing I thought was the arrogance of that son of a bitch. And then the second thing was I started rubbing my hands together because I realized he was wrong.
When the Junes heard that segment that day, my first thought was, how weird would it have been if the guy in the next cubicle over had been Efren Herrera? What a weird dynamic that would have made for it. Just, I don't know. That's what I thought of.
What's wrong with a dude in the cubicle? I kind of enjoy my cubicle. I don't understand.
Yeah, I thought, oh, no, Bob. No, no. He is a cowboy. He is, you idiot. You big, bald idiot.
Hi, this is Mike Ducey from Fox 4. I'm sure you're familiar with some of my work. Two questions. Number one, who is Bob? And number two, what is this cubicle incident you brought up? I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Well, I had worked with Jerry at a telemarketing concern out of Roy City for a few years. So I knew some of the troubles that Jerry and his late wife had gone through. They had a hard time conceiving, and then when Rebecca did conceive, she got this horrible diagnosis that eventually took her life shortly after the baby was born. So I was privy to a little bit of that, and I knew that Efren had paid for Rebecca's funeral because Jerry had spent most of his money on hopeful life-saving drugs. But, you know, Bob didn't really care about any of that. He just wanted to chest beat and strut on radio. And, I guess that's what his religion teaches, you know, to each his own. So, I don't know. Little Madeline's 7 years old now, and Efren still tries to support Jerry as a single parent. So, the incident's over with as far as I'm concerned.
Enemy locked. Shot fired. Target missed. After producer Tom Gribble, the inventor of Big Al on Kiss FM, got flooded with calls contradicting Sports Sturm.
I was left with no choice. I had to step in and take the shovel away from Bob because he was digging that hole deeper and deeper.
So now we are getting reports that Efren Herrera was...
I'm afraid I'm looking at
Why is Pro Football Reference screwing me like that?
I don't know. I'm looking at the Cowboys media guide. And Efren Herrera did play in 74, then 76, 77.
Well, Sports
Sturm... Have we seen Sports Sturm defeated today?
No, we haven't. We saw Pro Football Reference defeated.
Oh, you can't claim victory.
No,
as Sports Sturm.
I didn't claim victory.
Didn't claim victory. I feel like he was kind of standing over him like that Ali poster. You know what I mean? Who is it that he was standing over? I mean, that was a huge victory. We're pouring Gatorade on the guy. I mean, Sturm had won again.
Okay, I probably claimed victory. because I thought I had in my back pocket an infallible website. There are no infallible websites except, like, Bible.com, right? So, sorry. I should never do that. I was humbled. I remain somewhat humbled. Maybe not.
Sure, being wrong hurts, and being called out on it hurts even worse. But no one handles it with such style and grace as Bob Sturm. Being wrong once every 13 years is still a great percentage, and even a broken clock is right twice every day, so Bob has that beat also. Way to go, Bob Sturm. For Behind the Drop, I'm Kevin McCarthy.
Bob was checking his email in the studio one day. I thought it was innocent, maybe a gay, not gay. But it took issue with Bob about something he had said. Then I saw blood boiling over. The Sturminator was red. If you know Efren Herrera, played for the boys in the bowl, then you are not just the guy in the next cubicle. If you say you're a sports computer and say football's your game, but you don't know your Cowboys, go to the box and feel shame.
Is there more?
You... I think so. Off the top of my head,
really?
I might have one more verse in me.
All right.
The story continues.
Bob wanted to be real accurate. He used the net for his facts. Then he called out the P1. Basically called him a common spare jackass. Then he did some more research and realized his huge mistake. And so he begged for forgiveness. Wondered if he was a fake. If you know Efren Herrera, play for the boys in the bowl, then you are not just the guy in the next cubicle. If you say you're a sports computer and say football's your game, but you don't know your Cowboys, go to the box and feel shame.
This is not some dude at the next cubicle over.
There you go. Good job, Donovan.
Donnie.
Yeah.
And who was the voice?
Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin
right?
McCarthy.
That's who I thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The voice of Reunion Arena.
You know it.
Yeah, every time I'd like to just forget about that, I hear it again.
Behind the Drop, I got to tell you, I was there and I had no idea what precipitated it. I didn't know that we had Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
I know.
In the next segment, all you were doing was teasing Pedro.
Right.
It had nothing. It wasn't a football conversation or anything.
We weren't ranking the best Seahawks kickers of all time.
Nope.
It had nothing to do with. Yeah, it was just one of the off the top of your head things that.
And who knew the Gordo backstory? Wow.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, Gordon actually worked with the guy
Jerry,
that emailed
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And that Efren Herrera had supported that poor P1's family through tragedy. Wow.
And I found it very humorous to me, I guess, before I start saying it was hilarious. But so, Bob, see how much he's changed over the years? How long ago was that? 10?
I don't know. Tom was there. No, I didn't have a date.
I think it was 05.
Early in the Tom era. Yeah.
Okay.
05? All right. So in 05, here's Bob on the weekend walking in with Monday. Hey, what did everybody do this weekend? I watched the entire series, the Dallas Stars versus Edmonton Oilers from 1999 this weekend. What'd you guys do? Like, he's telling the story about how he TiVo'd the games and took them all in.
It was really good. I was kind of thinking, man, do I still have that around anymore?
How much have you changed? Not at all.
Not at all.
You're still yelling at Jerry?
Got to dig in.
You're still watching four-year-old hockey series.
That's a cautionary tale, kids.
And you know what? He's still not the guy in the next cubicle.
Don't change. Can't change.
Well below the guy in the next cubicle. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
If you were humble and below the guy in the next cubicle, we wouldn't have had that segment. back then. We wouldn't have had
the song.
We wouldn't have had the song. We wouldn't have had this segment.
Oh, kill me. All right, up next.
Good job, Donovan.
Sound from...